Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. July 23, 2023. The world is at the red line. It is through the shattering and its correction that we acquire the properties and mind of the Creator. Therefore, it is clear that the shattering must be revealed, otherwise, we will not be able to connect above it and reveal the Creator. But why is shattering manifested in such extreme forms nowadays? The fact is that all the shattering has already happened, but it is being revealed only today because we are already able to correct it. Terrible crimes and great suffering are being revealed on a global scale. Apparently, this is not the limit for the meanness of the evil inclination, which will continue to show itself to us in a much more terrible form. The prophets warned about the problems that could be before the very end of correction if humanity does not follow the path of light. But we cannot say that we do nothing for correction, we do a lot and influence the world with our work. We are doing everything possible, and we are not yet capable of more. Of course, we do not calm down and do not give up, but nevertheless, this is not enough for the height of the final correction. It has not yet been revealed in the world. If everyone connects with their ten and through it with the upper force, they will be able to attract from its positive forces for the world. Nothing more is required of us. We should not accept that the egoistic inclination rules the world. After all, it opposes the Creator. We have reached such a red line of the triumph of egoism beyond which it is simply unacceptable to go. Death is better than such a life, and therefore we are ready to do everything for the sake of correction. From the second part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson, July 19, 2023. The ruin as an opportunity for correction. Practical Kabbalah, Ascent and Connection. Comment: you said that Rabbi Shimon and his disciples, who wrote the book of Zohar, were together by force. My response: when the students of Rashbi wrote the book of Zohar, they felt hatred growing between them and built a bridge of love over it. As it is said, love will cover all crimes. Because egoism is not destroyed but overcome. The more the ego grows, the higher a person rises above it. This is called climbing Mount Sinai, Sina from the word hate. You are rising precisely because of this hatred, which is symbolized by the Tower of Babel. The Babylonians built it higher and higher, wanting to raise their egoism above the sky. Question: if students are in this state, is it good? Answer: it is good when hatred is revealed, which can be used as love. We cover mutual hatred with a screen, we build a spiritual vessel with huge egoistic desires inside and a screen above them. Question: how is the screen built? Answer: due to the similarity between us, the screen is the right connection between people. This is practical Kabbalah. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Pain equals help from the system, August 29, 2011. Signs of kosher animals. Question: why is pork considered forbidden meat for Jews and Muslims? Answer: a pig is no worse than any other animal, it just has a cloven hoof. What are the signs of animals being kosher? The fact that the animal has a parser, a division on the hoof. In spirituality, parser means division between the pure worlds of Adam Kadmon and Atzilut and the impure worlds of Beria, Yetzirah, and Asiya. Therefore, the separation on the hoof is a sign that the animal is clean. In addition, ruminants have a closed cycle of digestion, they chew food and swallow, chew again and swallow. This means that the light rises from the worlds of Beria upward to the world of Atzilut and descends back, rises again, and descends again. If an animal has such qualities in our world, it means that in spirituality, respectively, it is in a corrected animal state, and it can be consumed. But this is still not enough. It must be slaughtered correctly so that it will not feel it, meaning, the artery needs to be cut acutely and the blood needs to be drained. In other words, Not to kill it with a gun, not with an axe to the head, but specifically in such a gentle way. It is believed that if an animal feels frightened during the slaughter, then its meat is no longer kosher and is not suitable for human consumption because the fear experienced by the animal can be transmitted to the consumer. From a spiritual point of view, this means that if you wrongly kill your egoistic desire on the animate level and want to raise it to the human level so that the human level in you uses it, then you must prepare it in the right way so that no damages remain in it. Interestingly, the only wild animal that can be eaten by killing with an arrow is a deer because it is so kosher. The fact is that deer have a special spiritual root. As for fish, they should have scales, which symbolizes the screen of the spiritual kli, vessel, and a fin that shows it how to steer. Fins and scales are indicators of kosher fish suitable for human consumption. It does not matter how fish have been caught and gilled. It can fall asleep without the oxygen it gets through its gills. It does not matter because the fish is not on the same level as the animal. You can cook it in any way. From CapTV's I Got a Call. Kosher Pork. July 16, 2011. Climbing a steep staircase. We have gone through the stages of evolution from inanimate, vegetative, and animate, and after the animate, from monkeys, we physically turned into what we call people. And now we must turn into people on another level, the spiritual level, because man, Adam, comes from the word Adame, similar to nature, that is, a huge integral connection, which we must become like. We must become harmonious, connected, balanced, like nature, one with it, this island, the union with the Creator, since nature is the Creator. But this can be achieved only through examples of unity between us. When we unite among ourselves, then it will be the absolute equivalent of our unity with nature. This is the whole Kabbalah. There is nothing else. This is the elevation to the next level of evolution. Today we literally stand on this step, gradually bringing one leg to the next step up, and we do not have enough strength to throw the other leg up. Here either a blow from behind by a world war or something else awaits us, or we ourselves will nevertheless stretch forward and be able to do it. We know how hard it is to climb stairs, especially for the elderly. They cling to the railing and pull themselves up with a stick. They need to be taken by the hand and helped. That is how all of humanity is. From CapTV's I Got a Call. Balance or Ballast, August 31, 2011. The most terrible punishment. Question: if punishments are forbidden in Judaism, then how can it be avoided that a person might abuse the fact that he will not be punished? Answer: in Judaism, the most terrible punishment has always been public opinion, censure, excommunication from society, and expulsion from it. Children were specially brought up in love and respect for parents and relatives. These are your distant relatives. This is your community, your people. You have to think this way, you have to help everyone. There should be no beggars in the society. Everyone should have food. If a husband dies, be sure to help the woman and the children. There was a duty to marry all the girls and teach children literacy and mathematics. Everyone must learn. And so on, and so on. That is, a huge number of auxiliary systems were created, such as today's social organizations. All this has existed for a long time, long before the exile of the people. From CapTV's I Got a Call. Prison, August 16, 2011. No need to get used to the bad. I hope that we will be able to tell everyone in the world about what they must do to make them feel good, and in such a way that they will not immediately reject it, but will try to understand, learn, and hear. If this happens, then it will be good, and we will smoothly move the potential barrier to the next level. If not, then it will be bad, and we will have to wade through the thorns of wars, barricades, goos, bloody murders, or anything that can happen for any reason. After all, due to the lack of a real and reasonable way out of the situation that has arisen, an explosion occurs from the social pressure accumulated inside, from bitterness, fears, depressions, and the inability to remain in this state any longer. Then death is better than living in such a state all of the time. I am very afraid of this. Question: do you think that communicating with a person through a crisis and explaining the causes of it is an effective method? Or are there some things that can attract a person more? Answer: I do not want to communicate with anyone through the crisis. I did not create it, as parents sometimes deliberately arrange such tricks for children so that they pay attention to something or do something else. We just want to explain to people what the cause of their condition is. We do not create these conditions ourselves. A person does not need anything except to get out of the crisis. And he only thinks about having more money, power, fame, knowledge, pleasure, and so on. In general, he wants to absorb everything in this world so that it is in front of him as a free choice. Nothing else. These are his needs. People need to understand why they are unable to satisfy their needs while working today, and many of them have ceased to want to satisfy them at all and are depressed. From Cab TV's I Got a Call. Getting Used to Suffering, July 23, 2011. Michael Leitman, on Quora: how can you motivate a team? The most effective team motivation is unity, when the team members each primarily value and consistently raise the importance of their unification up to a point where they have no need to even communicate verbally anymore. Based on Cab TV's Management Skills with Cabalist Dr. Michael Leitman and Michael Snilivik on August 28, 2020.